We begin with the Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Omid Beis, Boleshes, Shenichnasa Le'ir. Rashi says, what is a Boleshes? It's an army. It's an armed troop that comes into a city. B'shash Shalom, Chavios Psuchos Asuros Dumos Mutaros. If they're coming into the city in a time of peace, then any open barrels are automatically going to be considered Yayin Esach. If they're still sealed, they're closed, they'll be mutter to consume. However, b'shas milchama, if it's in wartime, elu ve'elu mutaros, both, whether their barrels are open or closed, are going to be mutter. Why? L'fish ein p'nai l'naseh, because there isn't enough time to do nisach hamayim. They're busy focusing on a war, not on yayin nesach. So now, said the Gemara, it's a very short Gemara, three lines, asking on the Mishnah, Ruminhu, Irshe kavshua karkom, kol kohanos shebesocha psulos. If a city is surrounded by a non-Jewish army, we assume that all of the female kohanim are pasul. We assume that they were all raped. But hold on a second. Says the Gemara is asking, you just told us in the Mishnah that all the barrels of Yayin Nesach in wartime, even the ones that are open, are still considered mutter. The assumption being that, well, not the assumption, the Mishnah says because there isn't enough time to do Nisach HaMayim. Well, if there isn't enough time to do Nisach HaMayim, there sure isn't enough time to have Tashmish with these women. So how can you say that the women are puzzled? Why would you have to assume that they were raped? Amar of Mari. So Mari says, no. This isn't about actual time. It means, l'nasach in p'nai, livol yesh p'nai. There isn't enough time to do nisuch, but there is enough time to have bia. Means what? That the Yetzer Hara, as Rashi explains, is not that strong when it comes to yayin nesach. You could be really from pagan, or ovdei avodah zarah. But the truth is, during wartime, it's just not going to be something that your Yetzer Hara occupies you with. But when it comes to Bia, that your Yetzer Hara is going to be very strong. And as a result, you'll always be able to find time for Bia, for Tashmish, and therefore the Kohanos in that case will be considered Tameh or Psulos and will be Usher to their husbands. So that's the first Mishnah and Gemara. Now we have the next short Mishnah Gemara. Ha'umnin Shel Yisrael. You have Jewish employees. They're working for an Ovid Kochavim. Sheshelach Lam Ovid Kochavim Chavis Shel Yayin Nesach B'Scharen. So in order to pay them their salary, the Ovid Kochavim thought he was doing a nice thing. And he said, here's some Yayin, here's some wine. And it was Yayin Nesach. So now what? Mutter Lomer Tein Lanu Estameha. It's permissible for the Jewish employees to say to the owner, their boss, do us a favor, and we want the value of the Yayin Nesach. In other words, go sell the wine, the Yayin Nesach, and we'll take the money from it. How is that permissible? So Rashi already tells us that we learned on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph that there's nothing wrong with that. Yisrael can tell him, go sell it, and it's fine. So that's already an earlier Gemara. So in that case, you're allowed to tell the Ovid Kochavim, do us a favor, sell that wine, don't give it to us, give us the value of it, and everything will be fine. But Mishenichen Seller Shusan, that's only provided that you haven't acquired it, it hasn't gone into your possession. But once the wine has already entered into your possession, at that point it's yours, it's Yayin Nesach and Aser, so now you can't do anything about it because it's Aser Behana, so you can't give it back. You're stuck. So you have to make sure that you make this deal with him or explain it to him before you acquire it. So now the Gemara analyzes this. Again, short Gemara, seven lines. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Mutter la'adam lomar la'ovid kochavim, tsei v'hafes alai minas hamelech. That a person is allowed to tell an ovid kochavim, a Jew can tell an ovid kochavim, do me a favor, tsei v'hafes alai minas hamelech. Go take care of my obligation to the king. In other words, there's a tax that everyone has to give to the king, as Rashi explains. And he says to the Ovid Kochavim, take care of it for me, and I'll pay you back. Now, in that case, it's mutter. What do you mean? What if he's going to be giving Yayin Nesach as payment instead of paying the king in cash? And now that Yayin Nesach is taking place, it represents your portion of the taxes. How could that be permissible? Well, the idea is that you didn't tell the Ovid Kochavim to give Yayin Nesach. You said, pay it for me, I'll pay you back. So if he chooses to give Yayin Nesach, that's not your cheshbon. So based on that, the Gemara asks the question, Meisvei al yomar adam lovid kachavim ol tachtai leotzer. We have a brayso which says that a person, a Jew, is not allowed to say to an ovid kachavim, take my place for the payments. How could that be? Why should that be a problem? Just like it's permissible in the earlier case to say to the ovid kachavim, take care of it for me and I'll pay you back. What's wrong with saying, take my place? Gemara says, wait a second, Amar Rav, Ol Tachtai LeOtzer Kamrit. You're bringing up this as a kasha, as a question, Ol Tachtai, take my place? Of course it's not a question. It's obviously very different. Why is it very different? Rashi explains, the difference is when you say Ol Tachtai, you're telling the Ovid Kachavim, literally take my place. So whatever you do is an extension of what I want to do. It's one thing to say, take care of it for me, and therefore if you choose to pay it in one way or another, that's not my cheshbon. I'm going to pay you back, but I assume that you're going to pay in cash. But if you say to the person, take my place, that means you are an extension of me. So if they pay with the Yayin Nesach, that's on the cheshbon of the Yisrael, and that would be a problem. So rather, says the Gemara, or says Rav, Halo damia elalaha. Now what's more analogous is to the case of Rav Yehuda Marav, is the case of Ava Amrlo Malteini Mina Otzer. You can say to the Ovid Kachavim, save me from the tax, save me from it. Why? Because you're not telling him how to pay for it. He's saving it for you, and he's choosing. If he chooses to give Yayin Ezach, that's his cheshbon. Similar to Rav Yehuda Marav's case in the beginning. So that is the Mishnah and Gemara, the second Mishnah and Gemara in this section. So again, the purpose over here is that if the Ovid Kachavim is going to be your representative, then if he gives with Yayin Nesach, that's a problem. But if you're asking him to help you out, do you a favor, then if he chooses yet to give Yayin Nesach as payment, that's okay. It's not your cheshbon, and you can pay him back in cash.